Radio 1. Dance.
Listen, baby.
We're ready.
Lift me up.
From the underground.
Lift me up.
To the arena.
This is
Radio 1's residency.
Tonight
on The Residency.
Paramida.
Hey everyone, you're listening to BBC Radio 1's Residency. I'm Paramida. This is the second part of my residency, and for tonight's show, I'm going to focus on places that impacted me the most. Places can be anything, a city or even a party somewhere. So let's see where this takes us. The track right now playing is called Blood Moon by Psychic Yes, and it came out on Numer Music, which is not only a label but also a duo. Super talented French guys, make sure to check them out. You're listening to The Residency with me, Paramida, for the next hour. Last show, I mentioned it's not the records, it's the moments, the memories I share with those records. And it's crazy how listening to a specific record can bring back a moment in time. And in order to understand this, I had so many conversations with friends. And one quote that grabbed me was from my dear friend Tavish from LA. He said, "Music is totally unique in how it literally holds on to time. As you become obsessed with a song, that song mutually embraces the period of time you're playing it within, and through repetition, that song crystallizes time into a memory, a feeling, an emotion. Once years have passed, you can return to these songs because at this point, you literally know them by heart. They are mantras of 5-minute meditations that you get to visit so that you can swim in that original emotion. They can even be super cheesy, but they crystallize memory and are just as valuable to the soul. Which makes so much sense because dance music lives off four to the flow and repetition. Synchronicity is the principle of the universe.
Thank you.
listening to Paramita on Radio 1's Residency. Playing now is Dr. Nobody, The Big Bang Theory by Jean-Louis Hooter. Absolutely incredible record on the Swedish label Swag. Every good DJ owns a record from Swag. Listening to Paramita on BBC Radio 1's Residency. This one goes out to Mark from Running Hot, one of my favorite peeps, DJs, and diggers out there. I don't know how last year was for you, but I had a few moments where I felt uninspired and musically stuck. I was trying to balance digging and touring after the pandemic, and it was sometimes really difficult. Mark was the one that always showed me something that opened a whole new world to me and gave me back that fire. It's good to have friends, and it's even better to have friends with an amazing taste in music. The track playing right now is his own production called Boom, been playing it in every set. So good.
shaky.
I like to do it in fast cars.
Catch the beat. I love you, girl, now don't say maybe. Do it in Ferraris, baby.
I love you, boy, now can't you see? We'll do it in the XKE.
I like to do it in fast cars.
One of the places that impacted me the most was LA. I was completely mind blown because it was so different than everything that I knew before. It felt like living in a bubble that had nothing to do with reality. And I kind of liked that bubble. I was lucky enough to meet the right people, like Spencer, aka Daddy Differently, Tavish, and Dirty Dave, who took me in as part of their tribe and showed me the LA kind of life. The turning point for me was lying in the jacuzzi with an incredible view and listening to this track, played on the best sound system, surrounded by the most amazing people. I made everyone listen to this record over and over again, and Jonathan, the one who played the record, gave it to me as a present, and now I'm playing it on BBC Radio 1. It's Z Factor, Fast Cars. Here's a cool story. When disco was dying in the end of the 70s, early 80s, there was a racist movement called Disco Sucks, where at the climax of the movement, a crate full of disco records was blown up on the field of a baseball match between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. The guys behind it wanted to get rid of disco. Meanwhile, in Europe, Italians didn't want to give up on disco, and so Italo disco emerged. These Italian records made it back to the underground scenes in Chicago and Detroit, which influenced artists who would become pioneers later on. They were making their own records inspired by imports coming from Europe. And this is a classic example and one of the foundations of the birth of house music. This is a Dimitri from Paris edit from the Cardigans, Erase and Rewind.
I've changed my mind.
Apparently played by Soft Rock's Pierce Harrison at Cocktail d'Amour, which is an iconic gay party in Berlin. It's the party that impacted me the most in my 20s, and I was also the first woman to play it. Anyway, I wasn't there when Pierce Harrison played it, but let me tell you, if your gay best friend Antonio tells you this was the tune of the party, you better believe it.
Thank you. Radio 1's residency.
You're listening to Paramita on Radio 1's Residency. There's no track you can play. You just have to play it in the right moment. The art of DJing for me is knowing how to create that moment. One of the peaks of my DJing career was playing Wu-Tang Clan's Gravel Pit at Panorama.
Thoughts and Clark Wallabies, African killer bees, Black Watch. On your radio, blowing out your watch. From Park Hill to House on Haunted Hill. Every time you walk by, your back get a chill. Les Bell, want to talk about skill. I spit like a semi-automatic to the grill. Elbow grease and elbow boom. Baby, play me, baby, fall down, go boom. Party people gather round, count down to apocalypse.
I'm the kid with the golden arms.
And I'm the eye of the mix. Pass the blunt. My one big in front, you had it for a minute, but it seemed like a month. Now I'm choking, smoking, hoping I don't croak in from overdosing. Dosing. Hey kid, when the mouth got you open, hope let's ride. Can't stand it, yeah, that floss too much. Can't stand Bentleys, they cost too much. Can't wanna get up and can't get touched. Can't wanna stick up and can't get stuck. I'm the one that called you bluff when your boy's trying to act tough. Remember what old Dirty said, I'll up this up.
Now listen, back and forth.
Check out my
Residency with Paramita. This is iCube's Oblivion, Dixon edit. It's a little big room, but who doesn't like big rooms? I'm claustrophobic anyway.
We'll be right back.
How the circle closes. On my 25th birthday, my mom gave me a round trip ticket to LA so I could spend it in sunshine. I knew Willy from Berlin and we drove around to record stores and ate tacos. On one of the gigs he had there, he got me on the bill of the party's sunny setup, and that's where I met my LA tribe. Shout out to Spencer, Jonathan, Junior, Dewey, and everyone else I'm not mentioning. I cherish those days and how much of an impact it had on me. So thank you for blowing my mind, everyone. Thank you for joining me tonight. See you here next Thursday at midnight GMT. Have a good night, everyone.